A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Neil Humphreys, author and new paper columnist. Let's go into a more enjoyable, I think what's going to be enjoyable for me anyway, topic, which is our murder mystery segment.
Yeah, our murder mystery segment, Glenn. Yes, you'll like this one. It is very macabre, so I hope you've had your breakfast.
Okay.
I will sanitize where necessary. But the reason I've picked this particular one, I'm building it up because we started this segment, Jason and I, because it started with this bizarre murder case in Australia.
Okay.
Famously called the teacher's pet.
And it was one of Jason's former teachers.
It was his PE teacher,
yeah,
yes, and
right.
He's since been arrested. And the Money FM podcasts are still out there, so give them a listen. So we started this segment because people were fascinated by it. And I look up, I Google murder mysteries, famous murders. Glenn, the majority of them come from Australia.
Oh, is that right?
It just does. And I lived there for a while, and I genuinely believe, and I'd love to get Jason's view on this. I'd love to argue with Jason about this. But I genuinely believe it's a small town thing. I wonder if this applies to America. Because a lot of space, a lot of time, a lot of solitude, a lot of loneliness, and just a lot of weirdness. And I've read about them in the UK. Mm. I've read about them in America. And particularly in Australia. They're very rarely in city centres, Melbourne, Sydney. Now, this particular one was in New South Wales, so out of Sydney, rural New South Wales, as I mentioned there, a place called Aberdeen. And this woman, Catherine Knight. Mm. Now, I came across her because I read that they were getting finance together to make a movie about this Catherine Knight.
Okay.
She was known as the cannibal killer.
All right.
Now, where do you start? Okay, let's give her some highlights. Catherine Knight was 44 years old and already a grandmother in the year 2000 when she decided to kill her partner.
Okay.
Now, she killed her partner because he hadn't satisfied her enough. I'll leave it at that.
Right.
Now,
so this is a family show. So
family show, yeah, absolutely, of course. So, killed this guy. Wasn't done with that. She was feeling a bit peckish. Now, yes, I'm not making this up. She'd been to, when she left school at 15, she worked in an abattoir. But she had no education. She left school at 15, couldn't read or write.
Okay.
But she worked in an abattoir for about 2 or 3 years and was so committed to this job.
So she could cut.
She could cut, man. She could cut. And she loved this job. And so much so that for the rest of her life outside of prison, she's now in prison, she took great pleasure in cutting animals, skinning animals, and hanging the pelts and the skins. Apparently, every house she ever had, Glenn, floor to ceiling, animal pelts and skins and all that. Loved it. She was,
yikes,
she was a natural, you know, and so on. So she thought, hello, I could do that to my husband. partner. So, yes, went to work with her tools and chopped him up and all that.
Oof.
Then thought to herself, I'm a bit peckish here. I could go a stage further. No one else in the house. She prepared a banquet, Hannibal Lecter style, different courses, right, with different parts of her partner in the courses, and laid them out at the table, and I'm not making this up, with table settings, her finest cutlery,
ooh,
and she even wrote out, this is little tags, you know, like when you go to fancy restaurants, explaining each dish.
Wasn't that excellent?
Yes. So-and-so part of the body with vegetables, so-and-so part of the body with mashed potatoes, and so on, and laid it all out. But the thing was, because she did have strained relations, the neighbours were already starting to get worried, and the guy's friends at work, he had said to his friends at work, I'm not making this up, I think my partner is going to kill me.
Ooh.
She'd already attacked him several times. If there's any one day I don't turn up for work and I haven't rang or messaged or whatever, something's wrong.
Right.
When he didn't turn up for work the next day, they realised something was wrong. So they go to the house and they find this beautiful banquet laid out, thinking that she'd set up a feast, not having any idea what the ingredients were or whatever. Then they start to find him. And all I'm going to say is, anyone who's seen Fatal Attraction, the movie, and knows that they boiled a rabbit, Glenn Close boiled a rabbit on the stove.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't a rabbit. It was his head on the stove.
Ooh.
So then they go into the garden, they find parts of him, and then they put two and two together and realize what the banquet was. They find her, she'd passed out at the dinner table from a combination of alcohol and pills. When she woke up, she claims, and still claims to this day, she has no recollection of it. She didn't do it.
Hey.
Nobody believes this, obviously. So she goes to trial. She tries to say that I didn't do it. I was unconscious at the time. Someone came into the house and did it and knocked me out and all that. And they said to him in trial, I'm not making light of it, but they said to him in trial, that would be more believable if for the fact you have not lived your life like, I'm saying this, like an episode of Tom and Jerry. Because she'd had previous partners, every single one of them she constantly attacked with frying pans.
Oh my gosh.
So the point of knocking them unconscious with frying pans, she'd stabbed previous partners, she'd attempted to strangle her first husband. He realised, there's something not right with my wife. And he left her and escaped. She tried to strangle her second partner. He left her. So it's kind of like two strikes, got it lucky the third time.
Yeah.
And eventually killed her third partner.
I am never going to Australia again.
She left, and don't panic, there's a happy ending. She got fed up with her screaming baby one day, so she left it on the railway tracks. Someone rescued the baby minutes before the train arrived. And all of that, she was found guilty of all of that, sentenced to life in prison. Never, to this day, has she expressed a single moment of remorse. And despite being found guilty on all counts, she's in prison without parole, this night lady, in a prison in New South Wales. She still claims that someone came into the house, drugged her, took care of her husband, and left her in this cannibal feast.
Wow.
Still swears to this day it wasn't her. Life imprisonment, and if you don't think it's weird enough, it's going to be coming to a TV screen or a cinema screen near you, because they're getting the funding together to make the movie of The Cannibal Killer.
Well, who wouldn't want to watch that?
Only in Australia. But honestly, Glenn, next week I'll have to do something that's not Australian, because most of them are Australian. I promise I'll find something that's not Australian next week. I don't know if it's the water. They constantly complain there's too much fluoride in their water. I don't know what it is, but well, there's something about Australia and weird murder mysteries.
These days it might be the heat wave, right? They've been over 40 degrees for the past week or so. So who knows what that is. Wow. Well, Neil Humphreys, thank you very much for that.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.